His next destination was Eeyore's gloomy place, where the old grey donkey was standing in the sun, dreaming of being young again in a field of poppies.
"Go away, rabbit," he muttered, opening an eye. "I was happy."
"Happy may be all very well, Eeyore, but it doesn't butter any parsnips."
"Then leave them unbuttered," said Eeyore, and he put his head between his legs, which is the second rudest thing a donkey can do.
"Well, really," said Rabbit, "some animals."
But Eeyore had shut his eyes and was trying to get back into the dream. Next on Rabbit's list was Christopher Robin, whom he found sketching the six pine trees.
"Hello, Rabbit. How's the census going?"
"Very well, very well. If we exclude certain donkeys. After all, a thing begun is a thing half done."
Christopher Robin frowned over his sketch.
"I don't think so, Rabbit. If I begin to read a book that has 100 pages, I begin on page 1. But it isn't half done until I get to page 50. Agreed?"
But Rabbit was not really listening.
"Name?" he asked.
"You know my name, Rabbit," said Christopher Robin. "Spell it."
"I-T," said Christopher Robin. Then he looked back at his sketch and added a bit of shadow, where a shadow ought to be. "Oh, Rabbit, I have better things to do."
Rabbit went away muttering. It might have been something about no sense of social responsibility, but then again it might not. At Kanga's house, Roo and Tigger were playing a game called Licking the Mixing Bowl Clean. It was a game without rules, except that the winner was the one who finished last.
"Tigger," said Rabbit, "let's begin with you."
"Yes, let's," said Tigger,
bouncing a little, even though he had no idea what was to be begun. He liked to be asked to do things, and he liked to be asked to do them first. And he always said yes, because it's much more interesting when you do.
"Name?"
"Tigger."
"Spell it?"
T-I-G-G-R.
And Tigger emitted a ferocious growl.
"Put your handkerchief in front of your mouth when you do that, dear," said Kanga.
"Age?"
Tigger counted his paws, and then his whiskers, and then Roo's paws and whiskers, and then Kanga's paws and whiskers.
"Don't know,"
he said at last.
"I'll put down 12, said Rabbit.
"Hooray!"
cried Tigger.
"Then I can have a birthday!"
When Rabbit had put all the information from the census together, he created a chart. He coloured it using a set of crayons that were still wrapped in their matching paper wrappers, and then took it to show Christopher Robin.
"Very fine, Rabbit," said Christopher Robin. "But why aren't you on the chart?"
Rabbit stared at the paper.
"Ah,"
he said, eventually shuffling his feet.
"It was,"
he continued, looking at the floor,
"an oversight." "Then you'd better complete the job."
Rabbit found that answering his own questions was simple enough to start with. How old was he? 5 seemed about right. What was his occupation? Rabbit thought for a bit, then wrote, "Important things." Before long, he got to the question about the size of his family. Wherever Rabbit turned, there were friends and relations. There always had been. But which were friends and which were relations? Once upon a time, he had bought a special diary and tried to jot down all their birthdays. But even for a sensible and organized animal like Rabbit, it was more than he could cope with. So he went to see Grandad Buck, who was very ancient and the head of the Rabbit family. Grandad Buck did not entirely approve of Rabbit, partly because he did not entirely approve of anyone. But he listened intently, thought for a few moments, and then said, rather grandly,
"My advice to you is to spread the word that all your friends and relations are invited to your abode. Promise them food, then, as they arrive, get their names and ages. That should do the trick."
He paused, then looked hard at Rabbit and barked,
"Now, young fellow, I must ask you please to go away."
Rabbit did just as Grandad Buck had advised, promising carrots for relations and shortbread for friends.
And in due course, on the day selected, Rabbit opened the door at 8:30 a.m. sharp, and the first rabbit demanded her shortbread.
"But you're a relation," objected Rabbit. "You get carrots."
The little rabbit put her paws over her floppy ears.
"I'm not a relation. I want shortbread."
So as not to hold things up, Rabbit gave her a piece. Within an hour, he had taken down the details of 3 hedgehogs, 4 mice, 6 squirrels, 3 beetles, and also 21 rabbits, all of whom claimed to be friends. The shortbread from the tin with a picture of Edinburgh Castle on the lid was long gone, and the homemade jam was going the same way.